Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey there, boys and girls. How the hell you doing? Whether you found us by accident, have nothing else better to do, can't change the channel, don't know how to change the channel, God help you all, you have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster of a radio program. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie, man, I'm glad you're here.
For your headache?
I have migraines. I mean, for those of you who are unaware, and I don't know how you wouldn't know this, for the most part, I am a physical specimen of perfection with, one or ten exceptions. One of them is I've been a migraine sufferer. Yeah. I have been a migraine sufferer, I mean, for years, so long I can't even remember.
If the over-under on you was 10, I'll take the over.
The over-under on me just to live was 26. But in any event, and I am suffering from one this evening. And it feels, I don't know how many of you have ever been to the dentist and, they drill a tooth. And my whole head feels like that right now. Normally when it feels like this, it's usually because I paid good money for it the evening before. Not in this particular instance. I'd like to blame it on alcohol. I'd like to blame it on the Rio, of Bassanova, but I got to blame it on migraines this time. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. We're going to talk what happened with the Notre Dame. Fine. Did you hear about this?
NBC cut the contract?
No. Oh. Six arrests, two different incidents in one night.
They weren't in Brazil.
No. Indiana, of all places.
Not same thing.
Top 25 college, AP college poll is out. Temple's not in there, so it's a fraud, in my opinion.
My gambling place says Temple's in last place.
Their over/under is 8.5 wins this year.
I'll show it to you tomorrow. They're
idiots, yeah. Okay, you have to get the stuttering out of your system now.
Well, I was just embarrassed.
iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home. 202-456. Or even if you're alone, 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House. We're making this puppy up as we go along, kids. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie, I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener from San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888 888- 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
You know, the Maltese Falcon was on KQED last night.
Ooh.
No, I'm sorry. Turner Classic Movie. I'm sorry, that's what it was on.
Turner Classic.
TCM.
He's still around?
No, but TCM's a great channel. Do you want to talk into the microphone?
It's the end of his baseball
field. Tilt it up. Go ahead.
Yeah.
There you go. That's better.
Testing.
There you go.
Counting.
So I had to do the Peter Lorre. There's a great story. I'll tell you to you when I have time about how he got his first role with Hitchcock. It's hilarious. Sports Overnight America with Pink Floyd from their Animals album, 1977. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, suffering mightily from migraines, but it's an in-and-out thing. It's either excruciating or just beyond the pale. Excruciating is the better of the two options.
I have that mild throb for the last couple.
No.
Right. But it hasn't It hasn't gotten worse.
No, I'm just gonna kill. Shh.
Big man, pink man. Sherrod, you are.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here, boys and girls. And it is time for the cultural aspect for the of the program. And for that, boys and girls,
I have to leave.
Years ago. For that, we head to the, I mean, we're talking the epicenter of all that is smooth, suave, and debonair. Martinsville, Virginia. We say hi to a man who drinks his breakfast out of a mason jar.
Yes. A swing state, from what I hear.
Yeah. Whose family tree probably doesn't fork.
Can't decide on Trump or Hillary.
I mean, we used to call them hillbilly, but that's so politically incorrect. We now call them Appalachian Americans.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said redneck.
No. That right. We're going to come up with something related for that. But anyway, we head out to Martinsville, Virginia, talk to our friend Moonshine Mike. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend. What's on your mind?
We're not going to talk about the fork, but I'll tell you what.
About the fork, about your family tree forking is what I was saying.
That's it. My aunt years ago traced us to the Vikings, and also
Whoa, slow down. Back
we
up.
We want to hear this.
What was that about the Vikings? What?
Yeah, they traced us all the way to the Vikings years ago.
Okay. First off, the Vikings were just the Marauders. That would be going back to the days of the Nords.
Well, Rabbit.
Oh, I thought he was talking about Minnesota.
Sorry, I thought it was Alan Page.
Tell me the truth.
No, I'll lie to you. You like that.
You're related to Alan Page.
Getting back to Olympics, right?
No, I seriously. I watched literally an hour of the whole, and it was boxing.
And
beach volleyball because,
Well, of course. course. Yeah. That's why I watch women's
golf.
Men's
volleyball, I really like because I used to play volleyball because I did not jump. And the white boys can jump, but, you know, the only white boy that didn't jump was Wallace for Brazil, and he smoked. I'm so glad Brazil won because of the home team.
Excuse me, Mike. Excuse me, Mike. Yo, excuse me, Mike. Can I ask you a question, please? Would you mind if I asked you a personal question?
Well, why not? I don't know what it is.
No, I don't think. Believe me, I doubt it. Really, you called to talk about the Brazilian volleyball team?
Yeah, I mean volleyball. I mean, I used to love it, right?
And they questioned my intake of alcohol.
I play volleyball.
What kind of volleyball did you play, Mike?
I'm only 29, you know that.
Yeah, the shirt you're wearing is 29. Who the hell are you kidding?
Well, you know, I turned 58 recently, but go ahead.
So you're telling us you've been drinking for 26 years.
What was that, Mike?
But I thought the Olympics, you know, went over very well, except for a little lucky incident, and that's okay. We forgive a little young fellow for pulling redneck.
Oh, by the way, real quick.
Oh, no,
in a stunning upset,
yes,
the United States men's basketball team took the gold.
No.
Wouldn't lie.
They were up by 40. They won by 3 points.
What a joke. That's a joke. It's a joke.
No, and you know their sideline banter? That I heard that one Barnum and Bailey's clown show.
You're trying to be funny.
Clown show award for.
Yeah, I mean, it's
20. What year is it? 2016.
2016. I mean, what a joke that was.
Thank you.
Okay, Mike, so far you've enlightened us about the Brazilian volleyball team, the fact that you're a white guy that can jump and played volleyball, probably on gravel. What else is on your mind, my friend? But keep in mind, I have a migraine, keep in mind, and this is really, really helping with it.
The FedEx Cup is coming up. Paid $6 million. Who's your favorite?
Oh,
the FedEx Cup.
I got $1.50 to spend.
I don't care. It's golf.
Yeah, but I want part of that money, don't you? I wish to. I play golf, but you know what?
Mike. Making sure the ball gets into the clown nose on the 18th hole does not qualify as golf.
Yes. Putting.
Hey, I had a hole in one from 10 feet away.
A hole in one from 10 feet away,
huh? Jerry!
What was the par? It was a par negative one.
Honest to God. By the way, bye. By the way, real quick.
Yes.
Thanks, Moonshine Mike, for calling, by the way. And once again,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
It. Yeah.
Just a reminder, if you're going to call a national talk show,
yes.
Make sure you give it 12 hours if you happen to drink your breakfast from a mason jar before you do so.
About me?
We don't care about you. Okay. There is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is right on the banks of the Susquehanna River. It's the capital of the state in south central PA. There's a place called City Island, and it's an island in the middle of the Susquehanna River. Give me an idea how big the Susquehanna is. It's like a mile wide or two-thirds of a mile wide. But in any event, that's where the Harrisburg Senators, which are the AA affiliate of the Washington Senators, play.
Ah.
And it's a first-class ballpark all the way. But there's also other things to do. And they have a mini golf course there that would challenge, I mean, Rory McIlroy. This is the hardest. There's no, you know, windmills or none of that stuff. But it's a mini golf. This thing's a bitch. You want to talk into the mic?
Yes.
But they have a batting cage. But that mini golf course, I mean, this thing is a pain in the ass. But that was I bring that ballpark up. And I've said this before, back when they were still the Montreal Expos. This is back in the early 90s. Their double A team, their entire starting eight, which is this is rare, all made it to the majors. Their starting eight had Matt Stairs, FP Santangelo, Arky Cianfrocco, Mike Lansing, Rondell White, Curtis Pride, Clifford Floyd. There was a couple others. I mean, their starting eight all made it to the bigs. Like within Cliff Floyd in the first half of the season, and they split it in halves. It's 120 games, 16
right.
6. Right, in the first half, they went 48-12. And he had 36 home runs in the first 60 games.
Hey, I want to ask you about that. Do you think that really works in baseball where, like, the first half to champion plays, like, for the World Series later?
Well, the reason they do that with the minors is because the teams in AA, there's so many changes of rosters.
Right.
And you know, that's why they do it in AA.
No, I get the idea, but what do you think? So, like, it would only be fair if, like, the first place team of the first half – got right. The players back, even if they're in the
majors. But that's not
they're
doesn't
not
work that
it.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember during the strike season, was it in 81, where they had the two halves. They had the first, and sadly, the Cincinnati Reds overall had the best record in baseball, but didn't make the postseason.
Saw
nothing out of that. So you know, hey,
what the hell is that?
That's the way it goes sometimes.
We ain't paying you enough.
Honest to God, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes. God, my head hurts.
Do you know how much I pay for a hot dog?
Yeah. I don't know where that came
from. That goes to you guys.
iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529. That is the number. I'm glancing over the standings here in the American League East. Everybody lost with the exception of Tampa, and considering they're like 3 light years out of first place, doesn't count
right.
anymore. But, man, that's really, aside from the NL West, you know, between the Dodgers and the Giants, it's really the only race that's going on right now. Although I do think Detroit and Kansas City is white hot right now. They're only 8 out.
Sure. No. The second division is like where the fun is at.
Right now. But right now, the American League East, I mean, check this out. Toronto, they're in first place. Red Sox are a half game back. Baltimore, 2 games back.
But your division has been like that all year. That's what makes it cool.
And the Evil Empire is only 6.5 back.
Well, bye-bye.
I wouldn't put it bye-bye. What are you talking, you know? The Red Sox have won 8 of their last 10. They lost 10-5 on Sunday.
Hey, if the Mets don't get those last two in SF.
If is a big
they're
word.
They're under 500.
If is a big, big
no,
word.
No, but now they're back in, what do you call it, the wild card contention.
Yeah, well, my computer's running really slow. I can actually look at this in like real time here. Everything's going wrong. I have a mic. Yeah, honest to God. Oh, look at this. Minnesota's lost 4 in a row. Big shock there.
Well, you know what they...
One of those, in all seriousness, back
Twinkies
to,
don't
back,
spoil.
Back to the American League. The Kansas City Royals, they have won 8 in a row.
Right.
And last week at this time, they were like, now they're only 8 games out. And I got news for you. If you're Cleveland, don't get too comfortable with that 7-game. They're over 7 up on Detroit, 8 up on Kansas City. Don't get too comfortable.
Right. No, the one I want to ask you about is the third-place team of your division, the AL East.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where does Kansas City stand to that team?
That's exactly what I'm looking at right now.
Right,
my computer was
right.
You're looking at
that's the real battle right
now. I do believe Baltimore and Boston are your two wild card teams right now, but I'm going to check that as soon as my goddamn computer works.
See, even the Giants are in second place, so they become the first slot of the wild card team.
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, if the Dodgers win. No. I mean, if they ended today.
If it ended today, yeah.
Scenario, right.
But I love that. If the season ended today, well, guess what, kids? It's not ending today. It ain't ending today.
Do you know what I consider a successful season for any team across the U.S.?
Getting through this segment.
Getting to football season. If you're in the race and you're having fun, you still got a chance.
Yeah, if you're not looking at your NFL local NFL team schedule,
if you're not watching NFL preseason football because you're still in the baseball race, that's a successful season.
Right now, everyone's checking out to see how Teddy Bridgewater's looking.
And you fill the stands because you're still in the race. So instead of having the what do you call it, the 8,000 or 10,000 that show up anyways,
exactly,
you're sitting around 25, 20. That's a success for any team.
The Twins still draw pretty well.
Oh no, but I mean like the fact that you're in the race gives you another 10 to 15 grand customers a game because that's successful for your team.
Okay, here we go. Let's see.
Win or lose.
Right now, Boston and Baltimore are your wild card. Seattle's only a buck out. Let's see. Detroit 2.5. Houston 3.5. Kansas City 3.5.
Oh man.
The Yankees 4, and then after that doesn't really count anymore. Yeah. National League, it's the Giants and St. Louis. Miami's 1.5. Pittsburgh.
Oh, St. Louis is still.
Miami's 1.5 back. Pittsburgh 3. The Mets 4.5. Colorado 6.5. After that, it's a joke. Believe it or not, Philadelphia is the next.
Boy, if Colorado didn't have that little losing streak, they would.
They'd
be right there. Out of nowhere too.
No team's gone 162-0. Any event, we're going to do an update when we come back. If my eyeballs are they bleeding out of my head? Because that's what it feels like.
Well, one fell out.
Okay. Hopefully it's
the right
one.
But it's still attached to that little sinew.
That works for me. You know, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, although we're really lazy about Twitter. Or you can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. You can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. Do so before I, honest to God, man, I feel like I died. I feel like I died and I forgot. I feel like I died and forgot to fall down.
Try to get it to me before I die.
Migraines are not contagious, you idiot.
The attitude is.
Yeah, believe me. 1-800-878-7529. The car is in the background from Candio. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. You're all I've got tonight. You're all I've got tonight. You're all I've got tonight. I need you. Tonight. I need you. Tonight. I need you. Tonight.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I make the rules. Make us some coffee. Now.
Vienna Roast or Kona?
Adam Arkin along with Rob Morrow from Northern Exposure, one of the great shows of all time. I used to, you know, during Monday Night Football, it was on Monday nights, at halftime, it was right around the time where Northern Exposure would start at 10 o'clock in the East Coast time, I would watch Northern Exposure then go back to Monday Night Football. I mean, I just loved that show.
Well, what did, I forgot who Adam Arkin.
Adam Arkin?
Yeah, yeah, the kid.
Alan's kid, yeah. He was on oh, God, I can't remember.
No, I know who it is. What did he do in Northern Exposure?
He played Adam as Adam and Eve, the guy, the chef. He was like a real eccentric. They were.
Oh, and had the hot kind of cutesy pie wife.
Yeah, but she was a hypochondriac.
Oh. Well, Adam, I don't remember
Adam and Eve.
Show.
Oh, wow. God, they were hilarious.
No, I love that actor. His dad is one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, from Freebie and the Bean?
That's the best San Francisco
movie.
Something
in the Dark with Audrey Hepburn. He played a real badass in that thing, too. And he was great in Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, no, that was a classic.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer. My dad loved that movie. Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. We had the Grand Fromage, the big boss man of Pro Hammer Bat. Got my head's killing me. On the other day. He's a really cool cat. So here's what you need to do. You play the sport, baseball, we're speaking of. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code, the word?
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We will begin in the American League. Cleveland, they take care of Toronto, which would have been great. Ooh. Had my Red Sox. No, anyway, 3-2 is your final score there. 2 in the bottom of the eighth.
Best starting pitcher of the playoff teams?
Who?
Cleveland.
Let's stay AL. Let me think for a second.
That's what I was thinking.
Baltimore's starting pitching.
I was pondering.
Baltimore's this starting. Morning. Baltimore starting pitching is kind of anyway. Elsewhere in the American League, Justin Verlander, you know, he had some help. It was, it was not.
Right.
It was 10. It was 10-1 when he got left the game. 10-5. It was Letigre Adetuao over the Red Sox. Elsewhere, Tampa, the only team in the AL East to win a game on Sunday, 8-4. They double up on Tejas. Elsewhere, it was Houston 5-3 over Dem Balmerojohn. Trumbo hit his 37th of the year. Jeez. The A's played. The A's lost. They got beaten 4-2. By the Pale Hose down on the south side there. Yep. Elsewhere, Kansas City, 2-1 over the Twinkies.
Wow.
The Halos, 2-0 over the Evil Empire.
Really?
Why would I lie?
And the Yankees were just prone to take the playoffs.
National League scores, the Metropolitans, 2-0 over the Giants. And I got news for you. That home run that Cespedes hit, I mean, it's tough to get out one out in left center field at AT&T Park the way the wind blows. This thing, you know how people clamor for a ball when one's going into the stands? People are getting out of the way of this thing. What a shot.
Kingman type strength.
Oh, this 2-0 was your final score there. San Diego, 9-1, it was San Diego over the Diamondbacks. The game played despite the best interest of society as a whole.
Padres win.
Colorado, they put up a touchdown in the first inning. 11-4, it was 7 runs by the bottom of the first. 11-4, they take care of the Cubby Bears.
Did better than the Broncos.
Mr. Hamill, he took the loss in this one. Elsewhere, San Luis squeaked by Philadelphia, 9-0. Ooh. That was the game was in South Philly.
The wild card team, if it ended today.
Miami 3-2 over Pittsburgh. One in the bottom of the 10th, Atlanta, at home, believe it or not. 7-6 over the former Montreal Expos. The Dodgers 4-0 over Cincinnati. And, yeah, there was interleague play, and I know you're dying to hear all about it. It was Seattle getting Milwaukee with 4 in the top of the 9th, 7-6. They take care of Seattle.
And Seattle's in the hunt. I assume Milwaukee is.
No team ever went 162-0. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues, even a softball bat to help with your swing. Like I said, you play the sport, baseball we're speaking of here. You go to phbat.com, you type in the coupon code
baseball,
you get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We'll do another update probably close, at the top of the hour, give or take.
Give the scores.
Big shocker here. The U.S. men's basketball team, they win the gold.
Did they cover the spread?
Oh, but
what was the score?
Oh, they won like 40 or something like that. But there is some baseball news. But if you did not hear, Giancarlo Stanton, pulled the groin. How bad could you have pulled the groin? Were you done for the year?
So he is done for the year.
No, evidently there are reports now coming out of Miami. They say he will return sometime during the season. I'm checking right now to say exactly when that is. What did Mark Twain say? The reports of my death have been greatly over-exaggerated.
Of my groin injury.
Yeah, so.
The reports of my groin injury.
He's going to be back late in this season, which,
keep him in the – I'm fascinated because, I liked Miami with him.
They got to do something about
this. Can they do something without him and still be in there when he arrives?
Yeah, well, that was
he could be a Kurt Gibson type hitter.
It was a couple of years ago. I think Joe Girardi did, and I can't stand the Yankees, but he did one of the great. I think this was 2013 or 14. I think it was, 13. He just sucks. He did one of the great managerial jobs of all time. I mean, in the first month and a half, 2 months of the season, everybody went down. Posada went down. What's his name? Teixeira went down. Half their pitching staff went down. I mean, you name the person, they got hurt. And the New York Yankees could have walked into the studio in full uniform. I wouldn't have recognized two-thirds of them. And I said, if he can keep these guys anywhere close to 500 by the time these guys get back, this will be one of the great managerial jobs of all time. And by the All-Star game, they were like 7 games over 500. And I thought, I hate the Yankees, but good for Joe Girardi.
I love it.
What's a grade 3?
They've been about average, though, since they lost Stanton, right?
Just about. Jim, around 500.
What is their wild card position?
They're 4.5 out
of the wild card.
Yeah,
not the division.
Right,
no.
Exactly.
No,
what's a grade 3 groin strain as opposed to? I mean, a groin. I didn't know there were different types. I did it one time when I accidentally did a split. We won't get into why. It was in a rundown. But no, it's just that's good news for Miami.
I'm a poster boy for that saying, say always wear a cup.
No, that has nothing to do with a groin strain.
That's where I got nailed.
That has nothing to do with a groin strain.
Without a cup.
But here's the thing: Stanton's only hitting .244 this year. He does have 25 home runs. But
Miami's a hard park. That's your average is
Your average, your home really.
Well, I think if you hit 24 jacks in Miami, that's pretty good.
It's funny. I get phone calls. I get phone calls on my cell phone when people know I'm on the radio right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Say hello.
Yeah. I said, really? That's exactly what I
want to see something interesting on the internet. No.
Not really.
Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate appreciate that. No.
That's my big need right now is a television editor. It's like, hey, Jerry, can you come over to my house and pick shows for me, like channels, and tell me what to watch? Like tonight, what was it? The new match game. Oh, man, was that that was like a lot of fun. But, you know, I'll give them this. I never was a big Alec Baldwin fan until this movie, The Cooler, with Macy in it.
Oh, yeah.
And that turned it, and now I can't get enough of it. And he was actually funny.
Did you ever see him in State, in State and Maine?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was hilarious in that.
Yeah,
that was a great dark comedy. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number. You can follow us on Twitter, @ Sports Overnight. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally if you, God help you if you want to do that, right?
Hands around the neck.
Exactly. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerryBurke. My parents had a sense of humor, don't you know? Little King Crimson, Robert Fripp, Greg Lake et al. In the background. Et al., that's Latin, by the way, for everybody else.
I just wanted to give the match game my highest television award.
The original with Gene Rayburn. Right. Oh.
They played the same music.
Dun,
as
dun,
watchable.
Dun, 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 dun,
watchable
dun.
Is the highest thing I'll give any TV
I used to watch
show.
It on the, I used to watch, watchable. I used to watch it on the Game Show Network with my ex-girlfriend, the original ones. I don't know why. We used to lamp up a twisty and watch it. We used to laugh our ass off.
Do you remember when I mentioned about Rosie O'Donnell being next to the gay guy? They said it on the air. No, the show, the new one. The
okay,
match game,
nobody cares. The new one sucks.
They made the reference.
It's
it wasn't.
By the way, the new Ben-Hur bombed at the box office. Thank God.
No!
Big time bomb. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTV. Hinsdale Harness OTV brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTV to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTV, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
Yeah, a little Otis Redding. Hey, do you know what turned 50 this past week? The Big Gulp.
Oh, the Big Gulp. Okay,
yeah, 7-Eleven was doing a...
I thought you were referencing my recent hospital stay.
They were doing a big promotion. Bring in any size glass, fill it up for a dollar.
Really?
For two straight. I think it was Thursday and Friday this past week.
And I missed it?
Yeah.
Actually, this is probably cost less because I get it with the hot dog for $2.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's hot dog is $1.49 on its own.
True. Just saying. Happy birthday to the Big Gulp.
50. How old am I?
You want to have some really creepy... You want to really, this is Sports Overnight America, by the way. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. My graduating class from high school, it's Scranton Central, it's 283 kids. I think we had, no joke, seven of them. Their birthday was August 23rd, which is like, the odds on that are almost staggering.
Kind of a weird... Yeah, number.
But
this, right.
August 23rd coming up, but Michael Davis, my friend, the juggler, it's his birthday. But you know what? It's Keith, you want to feel old? Keith Moon would have been 70 this coming Tuesday.
Still younger than 47.
And passed away at the age of 32 on September 8th, 1978. Right. Accidental overdose of epinephrine, which was a prescription medication to curb his alcoholism. He passed away the night he was at the premiere of the Buddy Holly story.
With Buddy.
He was there with McCartney watching it. But in any event, he died in the same exact apartment. Not apartment building. The same exact apartment that Cass Elliot had a heart attack and died in 4 years earlier. Same apartment.
You think he bought it for that reason?
No. Harry Nielsen actually owned the building.
Oh.
But Cass Elliot died in the same exact apartment.
Creepy.
And by the way, Cass Elliot did not choke to death on a ham sandwich. She had a heart attack. That's how she passed away.
That
ham sandwich thing was,
you could see her sweat in those videos.
The urban myth, so to speak. She was supposedly like the nicest person.
What's the one on Jim Morrison from The Doors?
He died of a heart attack.
But what do they think he died from?
No, a lot of people think he didn't die. But everyone says, well, it might have been a heroin overdose. But here's the thing about Morrison, much like yours truly, he had a pathological fear of needles. And much like, I see somebody crocheting, I pass out. He was the same way. He wouldn't go near needles.
Yeah, I've never taken that drug route, as they say.
I mean, I see someone crocheting. I faint. I can't stand needles.
It ain't happened.
Like when I used to give blood, I can't anymore because I lived in Europe and they won't let you give blood if you lived in Europe because of the mad cow thing. And the only way they can test for that is if you're dead. But when I used to give blood, it was the easiest thing in the world because I did lay down, they see the needle, right out I go. I pass right out. My dad was like that too.
No, when they draw blood at the hospital, all these Asian ladies, wonderful nurses, and
phlebotomists,
they say the same thing. They always say, "Don't be such a girl."
Yeah, the people who draw blood, the people who draw blood are called phlebotomists. By the way,
oh.
Did you know that?
Do you know my MASH T-shirt?
Yeah,
I owe a bunch of them a MASH T-shirt next time I go to L.A.
Pardon?
Well, the hospital, Zuckerberg Hospital.
Do you
like
talk into the microphone?
I wear them anytime I go to
first
procedure.
How long have you been doing radio? You're like pulling your mouth away.
About a month.
You're an idiot.
No,
it sounds like crap. I mean, you know that as well as I do.
Sorry. So, no, I go to the hospital, and I always wear my MASH T-shirt because it lightens up the doctors, keeps everybody cool and levity and all that good junk. And then they always say, oh, where can you get me one of those? And I said, well, I got them in L.A.
I actually have my parents got this years. I mean, God, I was a kid. I mean, I didn't want to say it was me in junior high. They got, the IV bottles, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They had one that was hanging on a stand that had a tube coming out. It was for alcohol, though. It poured,
right.
It poured drinks in. It was really cool. I think my mom still has it's still in my mom's house. My sister probably has it now. But whenever I go to the doctors of the hospital, whenever they go, you always have to fill out the this is your life form.
Right.
And I always have fun with it. They get eyes, too. you know, or I'll put down kaleidoscope or something like that. And when it says a sign, I'll write Gemini.
I got one, a good one for you.
I know one time when I was, I was in my knee, after I had my knee reconstructed, and I had to go back for like a follow-up like 6 months later or something like that. And I was just sitting in the office waiting around, and we went through a National Geographic. There was a map of South America. I forgot what the story was about. And I'm filling the thing out at the same time. And on the bottom it said, are you currently under any medications? And I ripped out that South America page, and I got a piece of scotch tape, and I taped it to the bottom of the form, and I wrote, see attachment. The lady wasn't too thrilled with me about that one.
You know, if it's original, I think they do. They just can't crack. You know?
Oh, this lady had the sense of humor of a monk. I mean,
they got to look like they're ready to take your appendix.
Once again.
Yeah.
I am. No, you're not even close. I'm looking at the meter readings while you're talking. You keep dropping down.
God,
I could tell.
Me I was on the.
I could tell if you're talking into the microphone or not.
And realize you're running scientific laboratory.
It had nothing to do with scientific.
Yeah, well, the meter sure as hell does.
Oh, again, by the way, on Facebook, today is
can
the.
Can you tell when I'm lying?
Yeah, I can tell when you're lying.
Oh, okay.
You know how I can tell?
Your lips are moving. If he's moving his lips.
What was
that song by?
I have no idea. Oh. But Moonshine Mike called up earlier, and he was talking about the Olympics.
Yeah. Good for him.
God, he has no life.
I'm against you on that. I like the Olympic coverage.
Everybody says NBC completely bombed on it. And you know what? They're right. It was on CNN.com. I forgot who wrote the column, but they were saying, there's these schmaltzy, heartwarming stories in this. Not every athlete has a heartwarming, inspirational. Some of them are just middle class kids who are good athletes. But no, not according to NBC, they're not. No.
Now go catch a football.
It just drives me insane when they do that. It's kind of like NBC was the same way with Notre Dame football. And I've said this story.
It was their only product.
I mean, I hated Notre Dame to begin with, but when Dick Enberg, you say some guy. Let's say they were playing Michigan. Or Michigan State, some guy from Michigan State made a nice play. All he would say is, tackle by number 27, Jerry Burke, right? But a guy from Notre Dame could walk out to midfield with a sawed-off shotgun, blow away the head linesman, and the reason he did it was because he's one of the best in the country. God, they'd be down 36-3, and they would be pimping Notre Dame football like these guys were like the second coming of Christ. And NBC is notorious. For the longest time, they only had three shows. They had Dateline, they had Will and Grace, and what was the other one? That was
not Seinfeld.
No. This is way after that. They only had three shows in the entire network that were worth watching, and they just ran them like every other day. God, NBC is the worst.
Yeah, they actually got canceled in the Bay Area and ended up on a San Jose station, NBC. They went from Channel 4, which is Cron.
Oh, that was years ago.
No, but they were off the air in pretty much the northern part of the Bay Area for two, three years.
That was an affiliation contract.
Right.
That's all that was. That had nothing to do with how bad they were.
Now, Cron kept all their newscasters and stuff, but yeah, I heard they made more money being independent.
Independent, yeah. A lot of channels would do that.
Vernon. Or
Radnich is still there.
Yeah.
Ron used to work there.
Oh, is that right?
I'm surprised they're still in business.
Okay, there you go. Cron.
Oh, God. This computer is still. There we go. Now we're back.
Now we can get back on the air.
Honest to God.
We can't do it on our own personalities. That would never work.
What was that?
We can't do the show on our own personalities.
Oh, hell no.
We have to teleprompt read at least two quarters of what we talk about. Two-thirds.
Top 25.
See?
Top 25 college football is out.
Uh-oh. I've seen so many variances. I'm not even. Where do they have Stanford? Where's Stanford?
According to the AP, I believe, and I'm bringing the file back up. My computer's running really slow, but I think they're 8.
See now, my gamble is
this
says
is the
17.
This
right?
is this is yeah. AP, which is the one basically everyone goes on.
Where Oregon and Washington?
I'm telling you, can you wait until the computer comes? It's running slow today for some goddamn reason.
All right. I thought you had it up.
I've been telling you it's running slow. It's running slow,
Buffering.
And you're still sitting there thinking, bring it.
What's that commercial with the kid? Buffering.
No.
That's not buffering?
It's not buffering. Yeah, well, I guess that's technically the term.
You'd like some buffering. I know that. For your headache.
Can't believe Temple didn't. I know this thing is rigged. You know what? you made a great argument a couple of years ago about the top 25, especially in college basketball. Early in the season, they should let the Vegas odds makers do it because those are the guys who know.
Exactly. And like you just said, that's why I have this gambling sheet, and it has Stanford at 17th. It has your Temple in last. I was like, I didn't like anything it had to say, but let's see the gamblers versus the media?
No, because they're those are the guys who know. They're the ones who are in it for the money. You know, they're not. Right. Oh, here we go. Here's the top 25. Alabama received 33 first place votes. Of course, they're number one. Yes.
What?
And of course, they're going to be right up there in graduation rates. Clemson is second. Oklahoma third. Florida State fourth. LSU coming in fifth with a first place vote. Ohio State, Michigan seventh. Stanford eight. Tennessee nine. And, well, Notre Dame, before the suspensions, this was posted. So that might change. They were coming in at number 10. 11, Ole Miss. Who, by the way, congratulations.
That's pretty good.
And congratulations and kudos to the, I guess it would be the higher-ups down there in Oxford, Mississippi. They have announced that the halftime band at home will no longer play Dixie. So good for them. 12, Michigan State. TCU, which I personally still think is one of the best schools in the country, is at 13 for some bizarre reason. Washington, 14. Houston, really? Houston?
That's your division, right?
Yeah, 15. Yep.
That's I think, who they had for first.
Yeah. Let's see. UCLA is at 16. And, of course, there is the computer freezing up again.
It's so interesting in the Pac-10. So if you just rank the Pac-10, it's Stanford UCLA, Oregon.
Well, I'm waiting for it. Let's see if this thing will just – no. Come on, computer. God, this thing's a piece of – don't get me started. I don't know what – you know what? We pay all our bills.
You know, and then this one guy was saying a good long shot is Washington has a great quarterback coming
14. They're so. Yeah, 14.
See, oh, they are? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just said that. TCU, Washington, Houston, UCLA is at 16.
Oh, so Washington's ahead of UCLA.
Yes.
They're good.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. There we go. I was.
Now it makes sense. Man,
the Hawkeyes, who are actually going to have a very good team, is 17. Georgia, 18. Louisville, who I think is going to be a fantastic team this year, is at 19. USC brings up the top 20.
Could you put Louis in the top 10?
I think, truthfully, after maybe two
maybe
or three
at
weeks,
the end?
I think after two or three weeks, I think they're going to be in the top 10. I think they're that good.
Yeah, it pretty much is what you are at the end of the season, right?
There was a great story on CBS Sports, and as soon as this computer gets back up and running, I'm going to talk about it maybe probably next hour. They're talking about some of the biggest preseason team flops ever, like teams that were picking the preseason to be, and what they ended up. I mean, there's some of them in there. Honest to God, they were picked to be number three in the country preseason pick, and they ended up being like 4-8.
Yeah. Some old Notre Dame teams
I can think of. No.
Just remember.
In the last decade they're talking.
Yeah, the waning moments of their contract.
No, I'm talking in the last 10 years they're talking. Right.
Notre Dame has come back, but they're nowhere near the level they were 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, 30 years ago they sucked.
Now, do you think Harbaugh could bring Michigan back to prominence?
Well, they're starting off the season ranked seventh, yes.
Yeah. Who's ahead of them? Ohio State.
Ohio State, LSU, Florida State.
No, I meant in their conference.
Ohio State.
That's it.
Yeah.
Where they're going to be?
They're at six. So if Michigan's at seven, Ohio State's one up.
Yeah, that's not very brave on anybody's end there.
Michigan State, though, is at 12.
You know, I always like that. They're definitely like the team nobody mentions out of those three teams. And remember last year's game? What was it? A fumble at the end on the
Kirk Gibson's alma mater, Michigan State.
What a great three games that was! Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. The triangle games or whatever.
To the day I die, though, one of the greatest things I ever saw. The opening week, the body bag game when Michigan was taking on Appalachian State, who is a division at the time they're called 1AA.
Right.
They were a powerhouse. I mean, these guys were in the national title game in 1AA every other year. With Georgia Southern, and they took them too lightly, and App State ended up beating Michigan in Michigan. That was one of the greats.
I remember being suspicious because the spread was like 31 and
which
a half
it should have been.
Something. No, it could have been more if you're taking a second tier school.
Well, here's the thing: it's a 1AA, but it's one of the best 1AA schools in the country.
Absolutely, that
it's not. It's not like they took on like Bucknell or Lehigh. This is Appalachian State every other year. They're in the 1AA, whatever it's called now, championship game every other year.
I do believe that game is the defining justification for saying, hey, let these teams play Division I schools, even though it's for the money.
And
you're going to get beat up.
It was a blocked field goal that won it. Michigan was set up for a winning field goal.
That's beautiful.
That was a great game, by the way, too.
I know. And the thing was, is that they're the ones that, out of all the hundreds of scenarios where, the 1A school should kill them.
It's not as big an upset as like when Chaminade beat Virginia. No, not even close. Not even close. That's something that'll never happen again. Never happen again. You're talking about a school that does not have an athletic department.
Hawaii.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. We got an update coming up next, kids.
Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone,
in a world to carry on, to carry on, yeah, yeah.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
How did you get like this?
People were pouring champagne over each other.
And then wrestling in dirt?
I can't remember, but it's certainly not out of the question.
So he's got that going for him. I have a headache. Although the migraine's gotten a little bit better.
That's good. So what else can we do to facilitate?
Well, frontal lobotomy would be, that'd be my first choice.
I got a pen.
That works. There you go. All right. Sports Overnight America. It's Connie X. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California.
It's actually been nice here.
Yeah, 49 square miles surrounded by reality, as Paul Kantner from the Jefferson Airplane once referred to it.
Weird how it is 7x7. That's just, it has nothing to do with the 49er logo. The 49ers come from the gold rush.
This is true.
See,
now they're the 50ers because they're 50 miles from San Francisco. This update's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball,
get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Real quick, American League, Cleveland 3-2 over Toronto, Detroit 10-5 over Boston. It was Tampa 8-4 over Tejas, Houston 5-3 over Demos, Jamal Moroz, Valjos 4-2 over the A's, and it was the Royals 2-1. Over Minnesota, Halos 2-0 over the Yankees. Interleague play, Milwaukee with 4 in the ninth, 7-6 over Seattle. National League, Mets 2-0 over San Francisco. San Diego 9-1 over Arizona. It was Colorado with 7 in the first, 11-4 over the Cubby Bears. St. Louis 9-0 over Philadelphia. Miami 3-2 over Pittsburgh. Atlanta 7-6 over Washington. It was the Dodgers shutting out Cincinnati 4-0. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Those idiots at the USA Network. Next with what they humorously refer to as the news. This is Sports Overnight America.
Radio News with Rich Strong.
We now need Donald Trump to explain to us the extent to which the hand of the Kremlin is at the core of his own campaign.
This, the latest accusation from Hillary Clinton's campaign, as her finance manager tells ABC's This Week that Trump's financial records may reveal ties to the Kremlin. Still others believe those records would show Trump in more debt than previously thought, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A sometime Republican critic of Donald Trump says he just had a pretty good week.
Well, I think this was clearly the best week he's had since he announced last year.
Newt Gingrich speaking there on Fox News. However, there's a report now that says companies owned by Donald Trump owe at least $650 million in debt. That report in the New York Times says the figure is more than double the amount shown in public filings made by Trump's campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Some more news from the Trump campaign. The Republican nominee spent time yesterday with Hispanic leaders in a meeting that's being called productive.
He was very engaging, very thoughtful, super nice, and very well prepared. He understood all the issues very well, and we were able to bring up any issue we wanted.
Former Puerto Rico Attorney General Jose Fuentes.
He brought up the issue of how to deal with the 11 million or so undocumented immigrants that are in the country.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
We should be taking in people who believe in us, who believe in what we believe in, and who are dedicated to the principle of a nation of laws, not Sharia law, but American law.
Trump is struggling to attract minority voters, but is encouraging them to, quote, try something new. Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly woke up to a slew of problems this weekend. More on the story from USA Radio's Jules McKinney.
Six Notre Dame football players were arrested on Friday night and early Saturday morning in two different incidents. The five players arrested Friday night were pulled over for speeding, and police found a gun and marijuana in the car. Safety Max Redfield, cornerback Ashton White, wide receiver Kevin Steverson, running back Dexter Williams, and linebacker Tavon Coney were each charged with possession of marijuana, while Redfield, Steverson, and Williamson are also facing misdemeanor gun charges. Now, cornerback Devin Butler was arrested Saturday morning on charges of battery to law enforcement and resisting law enforcement after a scuffle with police outside of a South Bend bar. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
The president of Turkey says ISIS and a child are responsible for a weekend suicide bombing that killed at least 50 people. The bomber believed to be between 12 and 14 years old. 70 people hospitalized, 17 of those in critical condition. And Suicide Squad stays atop the weekend box office, bringing in another $20 million. Sausage Party at number two, followed by War Dogs and Kubo and the Two Strings. The disappointing movie of the week, the remake of Ben-Hur, which grossed only $11.5 million. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You know, I think I may have locked Cabby out. By accident, right? How you doing, boys and girls? Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Little Santana in the background. They were paid all of $750 for their performance at Woodstock. The reason being, nobody knew who they were. Their first album had just been released. Oh, gee, thanks for showing up on time. Appreciate that. Like 7 minutes after?
It's hammer time.
Jesus, here we go.
No,
don't even try.
Too legit.
1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home, or even if you happen to be alone, which is more than likely if you're listening to this show. Along with my personal chauffeur, the always prompt Cabby.
I was yelling at cabbies that actually worked for
my company.
Heard,
was that you yelling?
Yeah, Ben, the guy from Baltimore. Remember you met him one time?
Yeah. No, first off, it's pronounced Balmer, hon.
Okay.
You know, it was funny. I was reading something. For those, the 1988 Baltimore Orioles hold a record that'll never be broken. They started the season 0-21. And I mean, that was a good team. You got Eddie Murray, Mickey Tettleton, Cal Ripken, Fred Lynn, Brady. I mean, this is a pretty good team. They started the season 0-21. But on a game in September 3rd against the Seattle Mariners, Juan Bautista, he's a pitcher of theirs, he pitched a complete game on 79 innings on 70 pitches and still managed to lose 1-0 to Seattle. Oh, 70 pitches.
Now, damn those pilots.
Now, that was the Mariners. Now, conversely, I was also reading a game real quick about that happened back on June 14th of 74. In 13 innings, Nolan Ryan threw, and the days obviously have no pitch counts, 235 pitches and didn't get the decision. He came out after the 13th. The Angels scored one in the bottom of the 15th to beat the Red Sox. Louis Tiant went all 15 innings for the Red Sox, throwing 211 pitches. 446 pitches between two pitchers in one game.
After that, was he okay? I mean,
yeah, he was fine.
No, I mean, he pitched well after that.
He pitched
211 innings.
211. Tiant had 211. Ryan had 235 pitches. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This thing decodes a digital satellite signal it picks up from outer f***ing space.
That's the technical definition of exactly how satellite radio works, I guess. Oh. Little Fleetwood Mac action. Would you unplug yourself?
Yep.
You better now?
I can't get the seat to move forward.
In gravity, a bitch.
USC marching band.
Yeah, USC marching band. It was a very, very good album. Came out my freshman year in high school.
Host
Sarah was on this album too. Right.
Oh yeah.
You know, Lindsey Buckingham's brother. I forgot his first name. He won a bronze medal at the 68 Olympics. Do you know that? Diving. Nice.
Oh, no, I don't want to bring it up.
What?
Sidetrack.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll go off into outer
space.
The last thing
we need is you going off on a tangent. Yeah. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabbie. You could tell McVee used to play with John Mayall's Blues Breakers just with that bass line. I was talking to Cabbie here during the commercial break. I forgot to mention we had some heavy-duty police activity across the street from my palatial estate in the Excelsior District here. I live right off the longest street in San Francisco, Mission Street, which is 7.23 miles. It's the longest street in the city.
Sure. And it's the original El Camino Real.
Yeah.
Which goes all the way to San Diego.
Which nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Well, but I live right about maybe about a quarter of a mile off another main drag called Geneva Avenue, which goes out to the Cow Palace.
Yes.
Out towards Twin Peaks in there.
And the ocean.
Thank you very much. Going over the Sutro Mountain. Anyway, so in my street, Nagley Avenue, which is a quiet little street. Nobody bothers anybody. Nice little residential. The neighbors are really cool, except for my next door neighbors.
You're the loudest.
Basically, yeah. Okay. No. No. My neighbors upstairs, the boyfriend, girlfriend. No. I love them both dearly, but cats and dogs makes it sound good. But anyway.
You're not talking about the two gay cops.
No, they own my building. They live in Tahoe.
Oh, they do.
Well, yeah. They're two retired San Francisco police officers. They're gay. They're partners now for like 30 years. They own my building. They thought I was cute, and that's why I'm only paying $3,000 a month as opposed to $5,000, which it should be for my place. So any event. So I went out to dinner last night with a friend of mine, and I got home, I don't know, around 9 o'clock or so, 9:30, and I'm kind of half passed out on the couch. I'm drinking a beer. All of a sudden I hear, screech, pop. And this obviously is an accident. But it didn't sound like it was. Mission's a big street, and so that's where you think it normally would. I run out to this one window looking out towards, and it's right there, literally right across the street. There's a little an SUV, like a, you know, whatever. And it's into this parked car, and I see somebody running away from Mission going, I guess that would be heading west, going down towards like Ellington. It was a stolen car. The guy, you know, was flooring it, trying to get, I don't know where, why you would have to floor it in my neighborhood. And he hit another car and he took off. And all of a sudden, you would think that this was Dillinger who stole this car.
No, they were already chasing him, though.
No, that's the, well, maybe one of them was. I don't know. But
that has to be it.
But here's where it gets funny. One of my neighbors who, and you know, they have a medical marijuana card. And if you have one on private property, that's why Bill Maher can smoke on air when he does, real time, because he has a medical marijuana card and it's private property. So he can light up a joint on TV, which he does from time to time. So my neighbor, she's a sweetheart. She's in her early 30s. She's taking care of her mother who had a stroke a couple of years ago. So she can't have the marijuana smoking. So she goes out to her car in front of her flat, which is right in front of my building. She sat there and was half in the bag and saw the accident happen. Cops show up. She kind of rolls the window down and goes, "He went that way." And the cops were looking at her like, "Are you sure?" And she's like, "Uh-huh."
There you go.
It was a fun. And I'm looking out my window like, this is something. But yeah, that was the heavy duty police.
How long did it take him to clean that noise up?
What noise?
The truck and all that. Tow trucks come, don't they?
I don't know, because not too long after that, I joined her in the car.
Oh.
And then went upstairs and I took a couple of ZQLs. By the way, for those of you who, NyQuil now makes a product called ZQL. It's NyQuil, but it's none of the antihistamines. It's just basically a knockout gas. Jeez.
Well, you're just turning into a regular Rush Limbaugh.
And I mean, this stuff is so
good. What the hell's going on here?
I mean, yeah, but this, I mean, that's something. I rarely, if ever, sleep more than 2-3 hours at a clip. I'm a lifelong insomniac. I guess I passed out around midnight. I didn't budge until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I slept 13 straight hours, which lends you, just a little tip from Uncle Jerry here. If you're going to take over-the-counter sleeping medication.
Yes.
Along with a couple of painkillers because you have migraines, as well, try not to mix your drinks, such as the martinis, the wine, and the beer that I had throughout the course of the day. Make sure they're in separate glasses.
Also, make sure it's from a store and not some dude on the corner.
Yes, exactly. Make sure I got mine at Walgreens.
Okay, That's an actual pharmaceutical location.
They also have something called Dream Water. You know those 5-hour energy drink containers? They're like
I have never had one.
But you've seen them, though, right? I'm saying you know the containers I'm talking about.
You lab rats.
Would you just say yes or no?
Yes, thank you.
Well, they have stuff now at Walgreens. It's called Dream Water. And it's the exact opposite of a 5-hour energy drink. It is a 10-hour sleep. You down that thing. I mean, seriously, do not be behind the wheel of a pair of sneakers. I mean, within 10 minutes, you're like, I try to just, because like I said, I'm a horrible sleeper. If I get more than 2 hours at a clip, that's a miracle for me. I decided to try it one time. So, how much is this going to work? I woke up 10 hours later going, what? So just saying. I'm not saying it's a free publicity, but. For those of you insomniacs out there or people who don't want to listen to this show but just can't turn yourself off from it, Dream Water or ZQL is the way to go. I'm just saying.
All this from a stolen car.
SUV. SUV.
You don't call that a car? I consider that still a car.
But no, it's my street. It's a quiet little side street off of, I'm on the third building in, but I mean, you can see Mission right out my window, and that's a heavy duty traffic area. But my little street,
right?
And it's like,
well, he's trying to get away off Alamany or whatever.
Off Alamany, probably, yeah. Which is another main drag, which is maybe 3-4 blocks the other direction.
I'm going to call you on the SUV because it's closer to a car than an actual sports utility. Nobody takes their SUV.
Yeah, you don't say nobody.
Yeah, let's go mountain climbing.
Nobody goes mountain climbing or driving along the Pacific Coast Highway in those things.
The non-sports SUV that I could buy, but not because you're not really.
Yes, exactly.
You get it.
I do.
Yay! Oh my God, he's agreed with me
for once in your life.
I have someone who agrees with
me. The fact that I'm saying, for those of you who ever suffer from migraines. Getting one on the air is the worst. Now, what's really worst is when I worked in classic rock radio, and I had that happen. Maybe on the air, And, you know, 3-4 in the morning at like WZLX in Boston or someplace like that. And, you know, I was working big markets. And you have it literally while you're on air. And you have to, like, do what's called, a talk-up, coming out of spots. And you have headphones on it, and you hear Pink Floyd fading out.
Right.
And you got to talk. And
at the right time.
And then talk into Led Zeppelin. And, you swear your eyeballs are going to fire out of your head. Like, it's just the worst feeling. And that's what I'm going through right now.
I heard there's all new therapies. You're not a member of that cult yet? Some breakthrough thing I heard from Stanford a couple years ago.
There are so many new breakthroughs I've heard
about. It's like allopurinol for my gout.
Yeah, the only thing that would work for me right now is a decapitation.
No, of course, but
I mean, it is absolutely brutal.
They got some new thing where they got the source of where they're coming from. And,
well, they know what causes that. I mean, it's restriction of the brain cells in around the nerve ending. They know what causes migraines.
No, right, but I mean, the level of pain or whatever.
You have no. It's like you're having a tooth drilled, but it's your whole head that feels like that. It's the worst. There are people who have actually committed suicide because the pain is so bad.
Oh, I believe that.
It's not depressed or anything. It's just it is so. I used to work for a guy, and he's much better. But he used to get them so bad. I mean,
that's a sad case, right?
Oh, he was just. And this is a guy who he's not a wuss, but he had them there so bad he couldn't see straight, and which is I'm kind of doing right now. For example, I'm looking at two of you.
600 pounds.
Exactly, 600 pounds.
600 pounds of cavi.
San Diego native here. John Stewart, not the Daily Show guy, but the late John Stewart with an H in his name, former original member of the Kingston Trio, did this song with Buckingham and Nicks, 78.
I was in San Diego when I heard this.
By the way,
it's playtime, I guess.
Driving over Canaan. That's Canaan Road off the 405.
Oh, that's L.A.
Yeah, that's the song. I'm saying Canaan Road,
right.
That's the exit they're talking about.
All right.
You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, although we're kind of lazy about that. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. And not, tonight may not be the best night to do it, but knock yourself out. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Got an update coming up next, kids. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
Talk about your impeccable timing, huh?
Does she? She knows your time slots, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's an idiot. Right. Well, Pink Floyd from "Wish You Were Here," yes. 1975. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. It's 26 minutes past the hour. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. Give them a softball bat to help with your swing. Here's what you need to do. Go to their website. It's phbat.com. We had Shane Carley on, the CEO of Pro Hammer, on last week. Nice guy.
It's kind of. I wish I missed. I missed it. Would I come in later the next hour?
You didn't come in
at all.
No. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer bat. Junior circuit. That's the American League. Yes. Cleveland 2 in the bottom of the 8th. Take care of Toronto 3-2. Notice all your AL East teams, with exception of Tampa, lost.
Notice a good pitch.
Le Tigre et Etoile, 10-5 over my beloved Red Sox.
Oh.
Upton went deep twice for the Tigers. Anyway.
Got all these games are pertinent, man.
Yeah, well,
both games, both sides.
Tampa beat Texas 8-4, yawn. Nope. But Baltimore lost. Houston takes care of them. 5-3 was your final squad there.
Ooh.
Elsewhere in the American League, a game played despite the best interest of society as a whole. It was the Pale Hose 4-2 over the A's. Kansas City 2-1 over the Twinkies. Kansas City's won 8 in a row now. We'll see if it's a little too little too late. The Halos double up nothing. They shut out the Evil Empire 2-0, your final score there. And we had some interleague play. Check out the Milwaukee Brewers, man, with 4 in the top of the 9th. They take care of Seattle. 7-6 was your final score.
Ouch.
That's going to leave a bruise. National League. Jonas Cespedes hit the ball, hasn't landed yet. This ball was 2-0. The Mets put up 2 in the 7. There's your ball game. 7 hits total between the two teams. Mets 2-0 over the Gigantes de San Francisco, who fall half a game out of first place in the NL West. Why is that, you asking?
Yes.
That's because the Dodgers shut down the Cincinnati Reds at the Great American Ballpark. 4-0, your final score there. Elsewhere, Atlanta actually wins a home game with 1 in the bottom of the 10th. 7-6 over the former Montreal Expos. Miami 3-2 over Pittsburgh. San Luis shuts out Philadelphia. Real squeaker there, 9-0. Colorado puts up a touchdown in the first. They're literally up 7-0 after one. They barely hold on to an 11-4 win. And another one of those games that was played for reasons we'll never understand. San Diego 9-1 over Arizona. The U.S. wins gold in the men's Olympic basketball.
Yay.
Surprise there. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
You're going to get a great deal for Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey, how'd that new kid for the Warriors do? I heard he went to the Olympics there.
I have no idea.
I can't remember his name.
I have no idea.
He was played for OKC. What's his name?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, that's the guy.
Oh, that
guy.
Yeah, I heard he did okay.
Oh, okay, good.
So, but yeah, that was
against some talent.
That was a joke again. It really was. No, it was serious. It was embarrassing.
I know. And now he's coming to the Warriors. It's like, yeah. Exactly what we needed.
I'm interested to see how that works out.
Well, I think Curry now goes to the fourth best player on the team.
The Warriors have always been, and this is true. I mean, even though I'm a Celtic fan, I live out here and I see how they. This is not a team that is like if someone doesn't have the hot hand and someone else does,
right?
They give them the ball, and I don't think Kevin Durant would have come here without that knowledge. I don't think he.
Oh, absolutely.
He cannot come here and think it's going to be me. I think he came here with the same reason that Kevin Garnett went to Boston. I'm going there. Yeah, I'll get my points, but I'm here more to win a ring than I am more to like pad my personal stats.
Absolutely.
Nobody knows exactly how many points it is, the most points scored in over a career or a season or whatever, but they'll remember how many rings you have.
That's kind of unfair to a lot of players that were.
Wait a minute. I never won a ring?
Yeah, because the ring is important. But, if you're in a championship game mm-hmm. and you lost game 7 by 4 points or right. whatever, let's say the Warriors didn't win a championship before,
right.
the year before. The fact that they didn't win this, you played just as good as Cleveland.
Just
you
as
played
well.
You had the same exact style. Of course, history is going to remember that. But who cares if some guy 80 years from now
the knows? 19, the 1981 Philadelphia 76ers, 81-82?
Sure.
I don't know if I told you. I think I might have mentioned this to you last week. That was the year Larry Bird's first title when they beat Houston. Okay, Larry Bird's second.
Right.
But check this out. Over the course of the Sixers and the Celtics played in the Eastern Conference Finals that year. Okay, over the course of the regular season, they had the same exact record, 62-20. Okay, head to head, they played 6 times,
right.
each winning 3. Okay, 7-game series in the Eastern Conference Finals decided by 1 point.
In game seven.
And, the Celtics went on to win the title that year.
Right.
Yeah, but
76er team is as good as the Celtics.
And here's the thing. They were up 3-1 in that series, and they were up by 7 points with 5 minutes to go in that game and lost by 1. I mean, so think about that. The Celtics scored the last 8 points of the game. So think about the Philadelphia 76ers, the exact same record as the Celtics. Split their season series with them. And in game 7-game series, lost by 1 point, and it was a missed free throw by Maurice Cheeks that could have tied it up.
Oh.
With 55 seconds
good
left,
memory on that.
One of two. And no one remembers the 76ers. What a great team that was!
No,
of course, now the next year, the Sixers won that NBA title.
Because they still had the hunger.
Yeah, sweeping the Lakers.
I don't want to get into, but Jersey Devils kind of did the same thing with the Rangers back in '94. The 76ers. The thing about that division, everybody goes, oh, Boston Lakers, because of Magic Johnson, Larry Bird.
There were some great other teams. The Sixers, no. The Washington Bullets.
That's when the East Coast had the dominance. In other words, the Lakers, all fairness to them, they won their championship. But they really never had any threat from the West Coast.
Well, let's see. Now, going into the Showtime run, Seattle was in back-to-back titles.
They
were back-to-back finals. They won. They lost in 78 and won in 79.
J.J. Johnson.
Jack Sigma, that whole thing. Dennis Johnson was on one of those teams.
Yeah.
One of the great Lenny Wilkins was their head coach.
The Bullets.
The Bullets won it the year in 78. And the back-to-back years was.
That was kind of a cool.
It was back
now with Cleveland and the Warriors.
Yeah, it was back-to-back, yeah.
Right.
But those are some great series. I mean, really well played. And then, you think about the East back then. You had some great Bullets teams. Okay, the Sixers were fantastic. Of course, obviously you had to suck. The Knicks were not really all that good during the early '80s. They were terrible.
Well, they were dropping right.
No, they were terrible.
Was it Phil Bradley was on the last decent team? Willis Reed,
Bill Bradley, you're talking about. They won the title in 72.
Phil Bradley.
Phil Bradley played ball with the Seattle Mariners.
Oh,
but the East Coast. There really weren't that many in the East Coast. Okay. You can make an argument, I guess, if you really want to get desperate. You can make an argument. No, they weren't really that good.
Yeah, but who's the Lakers' number one rival? See, that's what I mean.
Back then. Oh, really? Back then?
Seattle? Yeah, you can put Portland's in there.
Portland was in there until what's his name got hurt? Walton got hurt, yeah. But the Denver Nuggets were really good back in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's just every year they would lead the league in average points 130 a game, but they'd give up 128. Those are David Thompson, Dan Issel, T.R. Dunn, Alex English, George McGinnis teams.
Again, with Boston the year they won the championship, had it been Philly instead,
mm-hmm.
you're just as confident they would have won it.
Oh, they would have beat Houston in that series. Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, people tend to forget the three championships that the Celtics won during the Bird era. Everyone thinks they beat the Lakers each time. Twice it was over Houston, 82 and 86. The only once did they beat the Lakers, and that was 84.
Ah.
See that? And the Lakers should have won that series, too.
Against the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. They tanked that one big time. Game 6. Oh, and then game 7 was played at a Boston Garden that didn't have air conditioning. It was 103 degrees on the court.
Genius.
No. They literally didn't have it. They didn't have air conditioning.
I totally believe
that's
you.
Why they used to have fog out games there.
It's like the Cold Bowl. It's Chargers lost to the Bengals.
The freezer bowl?
No, they opened the gates to the equipment racks. So that had snow would come in.
There wasn't snow. It was 9 right. below zero with a steady 35-mile-an-hour wind. Nobody was winning in that one.
Yeah, when you open the doors, though, to the equipment thing, the whole stadium cools off.
Yeah, but the good news is the difference between 40 below and 50 below wind chill.
I'll agree with that. Yeah, that's a good assessment.
There ain't much of a difference.
But San Diego, you're also swimming in the ocean.
Well, here's the thing. The week before, they were playing 86-degree heat in Miami, in the Epic of Miami, and then you go to like the coldest day in the history of the city of Cincinnati.
Right, and you have a better beach than Miami. San Diego.
Oh, Miami beaches are kind of nice.
I'll put my San Diego.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I do.
I've been a lech at both.
You've been just a lech, period.
Hanging on the wall.
That's just the
drinking
way.
Drinking a six-pack.
Joe, six-pack? You're sticking with a six-pack?
Yes.
God, my migraines kill me.
I think the rules weren't as liberal as they are today.
I think I'm dying.
Really?
Yeah. It feels that bad. It really does.
It's nothing like if I smash your hand, it'll make you feel better.
No, nothing.
None of that. Kick you in the shin.
Nothing would help.
All right.
It's really
about a 47 Leonard Silverman groin shot?
Well, no, I have to go to McDonald's for that, or Burger King to get it fixed.
Yeah.
We come back, boys and girls. We are going to be talking with adult film legend Tanya Tate, British chick from Liverpool. She liked me, too.
Speaking of groin injuries,
yeah. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number. You know what? People on the East Coast are going to be actually getting ready to go to work right now. We should tell them, hi, good
Get
morning.
Get up.
Wakey, wakey. It's Monday morning, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to bed, getting drunk.
Yeah, the bars are still open here, and you got to go to work. Neener, 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 neener. 1-800-878-7529. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn App, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Tanya Tate next, kids. Wake up, wakey, wakey, wakey. Summer's almost over. It's the Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn App, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. You know, the beach sounds good. We should go there tomorrow.
It's like 10 below in San Francisco.
We still have a beach. Sports Overnight America.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy. Well, clearly, the sex would be fabulous. I mean, you're strong, you've got a perfect back. I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me?
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Yeah, the one problem with that, I'm Irish. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. And about 12 and a half minutes past the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. And you know what one of the great parts about this job is? Aside from the fact that I get to sleep until like noon every day. I'm my own boss. And the martinis flow freely. Is I get to talk to some of the coolest people on the planet. But this one maybe my all-time favorite. No, not maybe. It is. I can tell you for a fact, this is the best-looking person I've ever had on this radio program. She is a Renaissance woman. 9-time MILF of the Year award winner. I'd like to have that on my resume. This woman launched her adult entertainment career, about 6 years ago, late 2008. She's a former office worker, decided on a whim she's going to spice up her life. Now she's one of the biggest things in the adult industry. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, big Liverpool football supporter. That's probably because she's from Liverpool, England. Tanya Tate joins us on Sports Overnight. Tanya, how you doing? Welcome to our unmitigated disaster of a show. How you doing? Okay, and figures, the phone isn't working. Oh, there we are. There we are, Tanya. There you are. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Very smoothly done. I like that intro.
You do well. You know what? I don't do many things well, but you know, giving good introduction. I have nothing else going for me, so I have to work on what I can go. Hi, and thank you so much. Where are you calling in from right now? Where are you?
LA.
Oh, so you're about 350 miles down the road from us right now. I'll be there in an hour. I'm just kidding.
Oh, there you go.
Well, Tanya Tate joins us right now, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Now, I'd like to say you're the first adult entertainment performer we've had on the show, but you're not. I don't know how much you know about the history of adult films, but we had Sika on this show. We've had Ginger Lynn on this show. But you're the best looking of them all. I can say that. Well, and like I said, we were talking to you on the phone. You sound just like my grandmother. She was from England as well. You're from Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm from Liverpool.
Well, I tell you what.
Of course, I have to support my hometown, you know.
Yeah, there's a guy. We have a soccer show here. It's called World Soccer Radio. It airs at 6 o'clock Pacific here on Sports Byline. And he is the guy who does the show, Nick Geber, is a huge Liverpool football supporter.
Nice.
And according to him, all the other teams in the EuroLeague are there just for his own personal amusement. I mean, he's just absolutely, I mean, truly, I actually have the You Never Walk Alone thing here from their stadium. I should have played that for you coming in.
You
but,
should have, yeah.
You know,
that would have made that intro that even more special.
Well, when did you first get into football?
You know, when you're a kid and you live in Liverpool, you have to pick a team. It's like, who are you going to pick? So my family supported Liverpool, so I supported Liverpool. I could have supported Everton, but no, it had to be Liverpool. You know, so then as you grow up, it was like when you're at school, so who do you support? Which team do you support? So I always, you know, had an inclination towards LFC. And, you know, I'll tell you, years ago, I did work in an office, but I also had a little part-time job in a bar as well, and in the bar we used to have a lot of the football players used to come in. This is when I was like many years ago in my early 20s, so we used to have some of the players come in. It was a time when it was just after, it was just as Ian Rush was retiring, kind of, he just retired. We used to have, like, Robbie Fowler would come in. And
really?
Yeah.
You weren't one of the rowdies, were you? You didn't start any trouble, did you?
No. I saw a lot what went on, but I've kept myself to myself.
You were a lady. I'm going to tell you, you were a lady about the whole thing, were you not? Hey, I was reading your bio, and I checked up on you. I'm going to be honest. I did, because we strongly advocate
the research.
Yeah, we strongly advocate the adult industry on this radio program. As a matter of fact, we advocate it all. I have to tell people, when they have to check things out online, they have to stop looking at porn and with both hands type in certain websites. I mean, you know the way things work out. You got into the adult industry fairly late. I mean, you were in your late 20s when you got into it, were you not?
Yeah.
Just one day you woke up and you thought, what the hell?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like that, but I'd been in a relationship and I was really bored and looking for something extra to do in my life. And I remember I was kind of hanging out with this guy, and he was like, oh, let's watch an adult movie. And he stuck this adult movie on, and I was like, oh, yeah. And he was all made up and, oh, raring to go watching it. And I was just sitting there thinking, well, I'm not really just so much into you. And I just watched the movie, you know. And so my mind started wondering, and I thought, you know what, I could do that. I could be in one of the movies. You know, you can imagine the way our minds were thinking, totally different.
Yeah, yeah. He's thinking first person singular. You're thinking pocketbook. You're thinking, you're thinking, how many pounds can I get for doing this? And it looks like a lot of fun. Tanya Tate joins us here on Sports Over. Let me ask you, do you have any, how many brothers and sisters? Do you have any?
Do you have any
brothers and sisters? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Oh, God. That's a question no one's really ever asked me in an interview. I have a few. On my mom's side, I've got a sister and a brother, and on my dad's side, I've got a few.
Okay, yeah, I have four sisters. I know what it's like. Are they know what you do for a living now, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, I think so.
If they didn't, they do not. Well, did you tell them? I mean, how do you broach that? Just, okay, with anybody in general, let's just say you're out having a drink or something, and someone comes up and says hi and asks, you know, what do you do for a living? How do you broach that topic with somebody? Because there are some people that would have different reactions. Some people would get totally freaked out. Some people would think, oh, this is going to be fun. And other people would just sit there and stare blankly at you. How do you broach a topic like that with somebody?
You know, when I was first going to get into the industry, I knew my family would find out. So I told my mom and I told my dad, and thought, okay, no one else really matters. And it was only later on that a DVD of mine was being passed around in the work where my cousin worked, and he happened to see this movie. And, of course, he didn't realize I was going to be in it.
Yeah.
And suddenly, you know, there I am on the screen. So he sent me a load of these, like, they weren't very nice text messages, let's just say. And, you know, I was texting him back, and I said, sure, look, I'm still the same person as I was when we were a kid. Nothing's changed except my career.
Right.
And it took a while for him to get over it.
You know, it's the same way with, I mean, I had to tell my parents I work in the media. You know, and you should have seen the look on their faces. You know, they were like, really? Working in the media? Because in this country, that's kind of that's down there with lawyers. You know, trust me on this one. Tanya Tate joins us on Sports Overnight. Hey, so you get into the industry, you're in the UK. Had you ever been to the States before you got into the industry? Or
I've been once or twice on a holiday to the States. And then when I got into the industry, you know, I kind of started making some trips coming across to LA, and I ended up liking it and staying, so here I am.
Trust me, I've lived in California for 12 years. I live in San Francisco. The weather here is terrible, but Southern California, I've been there, LA, Malibu, you know, Santa Monica. I mean, you can't do much better than that. I mean, that's absolutely gorgeous down there. So
Liverpool.
Yeah, you're gonna be sticking around for a while, I take it.
Yeah, I hope so.
You ventured into the you have your own company now. You have a show on XM Sirius. I mean, you've ventured out. You're just a regular Renaissance woman. I mean, you're in this big time. You're not just doing this for kicks and giggles, making a few films here and there. You're really into the industry up to your waist right now, aren't you?
Oh, I do a lot. But yeah, I do. I have my own radio show, Vivid Radio, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. It's called the Tanya Tate Show, and but I call it AKA the Tanya Tate Wank Show. And yeah, I have a lot of my fans that just call in and share their fantasy, what they'd like to do with me. And
I'm being a gentleman about it because I have these little things tap dancing through my brain right now. But I'm gonna be a nice guy about this. How does that sound? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's probably
But if you did call into my radio show, by now I'd probably be making you do the countdown. So I count from 10 to 1. By the time it gets to 1, it's all got to be all over for you.
Here's a newsflash. I'm Irish. All you have to do is count down from 4. That's you know how things work out with the Irish. That's just the way it is. Hey, listen, before we get into, I mean, you have a new movie out, Soccer Milf Number 4. You've been Milf of the Year, nine times over. I never did anything nine times over, but you're into WWE. You like wrestling.
Oh yeah,
really?
I must admit, I do watch it. I was at Anaheim like a few weeks ago, and. Yeah, I got to go down there and watch. So I had some really good seats and got to see all the action. But I have to say, my favorite wrestler is Sheamus. Well, there you go.
He's Irish. Damn right. Yeah. You got to love us, Mix. We got at least. Okay, look. I'm going to use I'm going to consider myself flattered through him. Does that work out okay with you? are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Do you travel a lot? Do you travel a lot with what you do, or do you pretty much stay in Southern California?
Well, I'm actually going to South Africa this weekend.
Really?
That's what you call travel. Yeah, they've got something called Sexpo South Africa.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fan show. So they're flying me out there and a few other stars. And I'm going to be signing and meeting all my fans in South Africa. But, yeah, I get to go to a lot of conventions. I was at San Diego Comic Con. I'm being flown to Geek Media Expo in Nashville, Tennessee. I've got Kamikaze in Los Angeles coming up. There's Exotica, to do all the Exotica shows. So if anyone's in the New Jersey area, I'm going to be signing at Exotica in the beginning of November. So I get to go over it. And then I go back to England at the end of November for Paul Raymond Awards. And I'm up for a Milf of the Year at Paul Raymond. So if anyone wants to send a vote my way, they can do so. VoteTanya.com. It gives you all the info there.
Send
an email.
My disturbed listeners, we'll make sure the ballot box is stuffed for you. How does that sound?
I like it being stuffed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, this is why they pay you the big money. Hey, listen, going to South Africa, this isn't one of those Tanya plus one and you need a one, because I have my passport. I'm always packed and ready to go. I mean, I can use a vacation. I mean, I was going to go to Costa Rica, but you know what? South Africa, that works for me too. I'd love to go.
Well, it's going to be a bit hot over there, you know, and I'm at a convention, so I do tend to get sore feet at the end of the day. So I can always do with a foot massage at the end of the day.
I actually, you know what? I'm good at those.
I bet you are.
Damn right. Hey, but have you ever been to Nashville before? You just said you're going to Nashville. Have you ever been there?
Yeah. I think 2 years ago was the first in Los Angeles.
I'm not a big country music fan, but I got news for you. That strip Broadway that runs down the main drag of Nashville, that's a lot of fun there.
Do you know, there's Geek Media Expo. It's like a convention. It takes over literally one of the hotels. And when I say take over, I mean it is a party full of cosplayers that they're just everywhere. You have to be in costume to be able to walk around the hotel. And all the suites, it's just all parties. It's like, I've never been to a, I don't know if it's like a Hilton or just like a regular hotel.
Right.
And it's totally cosplayers just take over it. So I never managed to get much further than the hotel. Well, when you don't really need to when all your fans are there and there's drinks and parties and signings and... It's all going on.
Are you happy with the decision you made to get into the industry?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, I tell you, what, go ahead.
No, it's one of them. If you make a decision, you know, I'd done it before I got in. I thought about, you know, where it was going to take me, what I was going to do. I didn't realize I was going to be like making movies and being on the front cover of Penthouse
and being on this and being on this show.
Being on sports shows, yeah, exactly. I did not think that at all.
And by the way, that 8x10 glossy that you sent us, thank you for that. You know, that is even when my mom comes to visit me, I'm going to make sure I have it on my framed, and it's on my wall in my den in my apartment here in San Francisco. Yeah, my mom's like, you know what? He's never been married. He doesn't even have a girlfriend. If this is all he's got, let him have his fun. That's basically my mother's attitude about it. I have four sisters. Let them be married and have kids. You know, let me have my fun. That makes
sense.
Exactly.
So which one did I send you? I can't remember which 8x10 that I sent.
I beg your pardon?
Which photo? What am I doing in the photo?
Oh, no. You're dressed in black negligee, and you're sitting on, like, the edge of a couch with your legs crossed, and you have this come-hither look. Basically, you're looking, and you're saying, Jerry, look at me. And Jerry did for quite some time for the last couple of days when I got the picture. And I want to thank you very much. We also have autographed copies of Soccer MILFs 4, and we're actually going to be giving those away. And, nice. By the way, you have beautiful handwriting, by the way.
Oh, God, you're the first that says that. I struggle to read my own handwriting. You know what it is? Because we're always texting and writing on computers.
Right.
I used to write fabulous when I was younger. You know, it's a girly teacher to write, you know, really nice.
Right.
But now it's like, I don't think anyone could try and forge my signature.
Yeah, unless you're writing to somebody in prison, nobody writes handwritten letters anymore.
Exactly.
You know, Tanya Tate, adult film star extraordinaire, easily the best looking woman we have ever had on this person, period, we've ever had on this radio program, joins us on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. We've got about 2.5 minutes left coming up, about 2.5, 3 minutes. We'll stretch it just for you. This is your chance to shamelessly pimp anything you want to talk about, anything you got coming up, anything you're going to be doing, anything, any Irish guy you want to take to South Africa with you. Anything you want to talk about? What's on Tanya's mind right now?
Well, you know, they're probably all wondering where they can see more of me. Uh-huh. I have a website, TanyaTate.com, and on there you'll go onto the homepage, and it's something that says free updates.
Mm-hmm.
That means free porn. So there's galleries, there's video trailers, so you can get to see, you know, glimpses of me in action. So that's a whole lot of fun. If you sign up to my website, you get to see all my movies, all my galleries, and I do a weekly webcam show, so you can get to interact with me and watch all my old archive webcam shows.
So that's
a whole lot of fun.
I'm gonna tell
if they want to get hold of a copy of my movie, like one of the movies that you've got there, I sell them at my store, TanyaTateStore.com, so you can get DVDs, signed autographs. You can even buy a custom movie.
Our thanks to the great Tanya Tate. Go to TanyaTate.com. One of the sweetest people you would ever want to meet. She's also an adult film legend. Our thanks to Tanya Tate. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home, or more than likely if you're listening to this show, you're all alone. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.